Hi there, this is Dwayne, and there's so many things in music, just little items that you really ought to know over the years that I like just to share some things with you from time to time, just little bits and pieces. And none of these tips that I'm giving you is you know, monumental in itself, but you know, they add up when you know just lots and lots of different little things like this over the course of years and a lifetime. They really add up into a cumulative amount, which enables you as a musician to advance in ways that just isn't possible if you don't know things like this, unless you're blessed, of course, with the talent of Mozart, which I'm not. And so guys like me, who don't have an abundance of talent, we have to struggle with concepts, and the more concepts we learn and the tools we add, the more they help us to live up to our own potential. So let's take a look at good stuff number five, stuff you really ought to know, syncopation. Syncopation in music is very much similar to humor in literature or in spoken, you know, oral tradition as well, okay? It's a surprise is what it is, okay? It's in music, it's where a heavy beat, I mean a long note, happens where you expect a short note, okay? And that creates a sense of surprise or syncopation, okay? It's like a big guy sitting in a little tiny chair. I mean, it's you almost have that kind of sense, okay? When a long note, think of a long note as a big heavy guy, and he sits down in this little chair. In other words, he sits down on an and where you expect an eighth note to occur, okay? Well, you have that sense of surprise. So in this illustration here, right? You have that da 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 da, right? It's not, and it's not. There, the beats are where you expect them to be, right on a one or on a heavy beat. But when you get into syncopation, the beats are on the off beats. Okay, one and heavy beats happen on the ands, that's where you get syncopation, okay? Now, does syncopation only apply to ragtime or jazz or the blues? No. Syncopation applies to lots and lots of music. And if you look through some Bach stuff, you'll find sometimes he used quarter notes or half notes on ands, and that created a surprise. So we think of syncopation as a product of the blues or some pop music, but it doesn't have to be. Okay, it's just a sense of surprise where a long note happens on a weak beat. Well, think about that and look for examples of that in your music, and that's just one of the many zillions of things you need to know as you grow as a musician. So thanks for being with me, and we'll see you next month. Bye-bye for now.